This Tuesday, Prague Zoo marks exactly 90 years since its opening. At the time, the zoo looked more like a construction site and visitors could only see about 30 animal species. Since then, it has developed into one of the world's leading zoological gardens and has been involved in a number of projects aimed at saving endangered species. Just days ahead of the anniversary, I paid a visit to Prague Zoo to discuss both its history and plans for the future with Deputy Head for Zoology Jaroslav Šimek. I started by asking him what the place looked like on the day of its opening, September 28, 1931.
The day, it was very unique, of course, for Prague, because there was quite a long history of discussions when the zoo should be established and also where the zoo should be established. Basically, there were some quite, I would say, crazy ideas before. Like one of the plans was that the zoo should be on one of the river islands in the middle of the city. So the final decision to place the zoo where it is now, in Troja neighborhood, at the edge of Prague, was a very good one. And how it was at that particular day, basically it was still the construction site. The zoo was not completely finished, and although the zoo was open only on the weekends and on the public holidays, and there were not many animals at the time in here. In total, there were just less than 30 species of various kinds of animals. There were a few European wolves, red fox, the females of the red deers, roe deer, and the various kinds of birds of prey. Probably the top of the animals which was possible to see it in here this very first day was the African lioness called Sharka. There's quite interesting story behind, because she arrived to the family of the founder of Prague Zoo, Professor Jiří Janda, already 1 year before the zoo was open. And at the time, nothing was ready where the lioness could stay. So she stayed at home with Professor Janda here in Troja Villa, which was in his ownership.
I know that one of the people who significantly contributed to the development of Prague Zoo was Zdeněk Veselovský. What kind of changes or improvements took place under his leadership?
You're absolutely right. He became the director in 1959, and it was the year where he in Prague was organized the first ever international symposium for conservation of Przewalski horse. Basically, it is the species which is related with the Prague Zoo's history from its very beginning. It was one of the first species which appeared here once the zoo was open. And at the time when Zdeněk Veselovský became the director, Prague Zoo was entrusted to lead the international studbook for this species. But it was not just only about the horse, of course. It was during his era when the Prague Zoo started to be famous, not only here in Prague, but also in a European scale, due to the knowledge and the personality of Professor Veselovský, due to the different kind of breeding successes. Just to name a few, it was at the time when the first ever orangutan was born in the history of the Czech and Slovak zoological gardens, and the first breeding of cheetahs, of sea lions, flamingos, etc., etc. So it's absolutely right that the name of Professor Zdeněk Veselovský was very important for the history of the Prague Zoo.
I think one of the most difficult moments in the history of Prague Zoo were the disastrous floods in 2002. What kind of changes have taken place since then, and what measures have you taken to prevent similar thing from happening in the future?
Yeah, the summer 2002 was really something very unexpected. And, you know, the zoo, it has two different parts, and that one which is near the river, it was completely destroyed by the flood. Many buildings just disappeared. Many others stayed, but it took a long time for the renovation. And once the reconstruction started, it was not the same zoo anymore. The old houses, which were possible to save, they were renovated, like the penguin house, like the old house for water birds, which we now know as Sichuan house. And on the other hand, also many new areas were constructed from the scratch. What we now call the Monkey Islands in the lower part of the zoo, It wasn't here before. It was completely done after this flood. So it was the disaster, but on the other hand, it was somehow the start of some new era of development of the Prague Zoo. In those times, also the effort was done to remove the iron bars, the iron rails, fences, and when it was possible to exchange it for some new kind of barriers, like the dry moats, so you can just directly watch the animals in the exhibit. And also at the time it became clear that we have to move the elephants, the largest animals of course in the zoo and very difficult to manage in such events. So the new elephant house in the upper part of the zoo, it was finished in 2012. It was just in time when the second flood came in 2013, and that time at least the elephants and the hippos were already on the safe place in the upper part of the zoo. And now the next to be moved are the gorillas, which unfortunately had to suffer the second flood as well, but it's coming soon when they will be also moved to another safe place here in the zoo.
More recently, Prague Zoo has also been hit by the COVID-related restrictions, just like many other zoos and other public places across the country. How has the COVID pandemic affected the running of Prague Zoo, and how has it affected the animals themselves?
During the COVID pandemic, it was nothing really pleasant, because the zoo was closed in total for 215 days. This year and the last year combined, which never happened in the history of the zoo, of course. But when the zoo was closed, there were no financial incomes, of course, from the side of the visitors. The only way how the visitor could somehow support the zoo was to buy something in our e-shop or to send some money for the adoption of some animals or to buy what we called the entrance ticket for better times. But ordinary life in the zoo did not stop. All the animals were here and we have to take care for them. And it was also difficult for the people working in here, not just only for the animals. And there were some animals which were infected. And fortunately enough, it was nothing serious. Some animals developed just only mild symptoms. And it was found at some big cats, and it hit also our gorilla family, but fortunately enough, without any severe impact.
Would you say that they actually missed the visitors?
Some animals, I'm sure that they didn't care. But on the other hand, I'm sure there were species and the individuals which really found it very strange and unusual. The gorillas or the primates, also the giraffes and the sea lions, that for them it was a strange period of time, because some animals also like to see the visitors, like watching the TV. It's some kind of enrichment for them. And when from a sudden they disappeared, though, it's strange. So it can bring them some level of stress that something is in a different way how it was before.
As you said, despite COVID, there were lots of things going on. There were lots of renovations and constructions going on in the zoo despite the pandemic. And you have already mentioned that a construction of a new gorilla pavilion has been underway for some time. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? When is it going to be finished, and what can the visitors look forward to?
Gorilla house construction is number one of our activities in this field, in the zoo. And fortunately enough, it didn't stop during the COVID. There were some delays, of course, like elsewhere, but it didn't stop, and was the most important fact. And the gorilla house will be open for the public later next year. And it's going to be a completely new experience for both the gorillas and for the visitors as well. It will be much larger area available for both gorillas and the people. And also, there will be not only gorillas living in this new house, but some other species of animals as well. And for the first time, we are going to bring another species of primate together with gorillas, sharing one exhibit. I'm on purpose not naming exactly what species will be there, just to bring also some kind of surprise later on next year. There are two small exhibits for some small animals, including the invertebrates. And we are trying to put maximum effort to bring the visitors to the atmosphere of Central Africa.
Prague Zoo has been for years involved in projects aimed at saving endangered species. You have already mentioned, for example, the Przewalski horse. What kind of projects are you most proud of?
Exactly the one which you already mentioned, the Przewalski horse, the species which we are really tightly connected from the very beginning of the Prague Zoo history. By the way, during the Second World War, the Prague Zoo was just one of two facilities in the world where the breeding of the Przewalski horse did not stop, was not interrupted. And we are running for many years the project which is called Return of the Wild Horses, where we are bringing, or we were bringing, the horses from Prague to Mongolia for the release. And altogether it was over 30 horses transported in this way from Europe to Mongolia, and many of them already successfully breeding there. The next one for sure to mention is the project in Cameroon. It's called Wandering Bus, and it's an education project aimed to the school kids living in the areas near the Ja rainforest. It's a UNESCO biosphere reserve where the gorilla lives, and we are bringing them with their teachers to some local rescue stations to see the animals. For many of them, it is the first opportunity how to see not only gorilla but other species in different shape than just as the meat on the plate. And last, I would like to mention something which is quite recent. It started last winter as the reflection to the big fires, bushfires, which hit southeastern Australia, which caused huge damages not only to the people but also to the wildlife. And at that time we decided to announce the public collection, and we received unexpectedly high amount of money, which allowed us to immediately help some selected projects in favor of direct help to burned animals, to save them, try to help them to recover and to release them back to the wild. But also it helped us to select some projects for some long-term support, like some species of kangaroos or koalas. So it is probably the last of the big project which we are working on.
Since its establishment, Prague Zoo has become one of the world's leading zoological gardens, and it is also one of the most popular tourist sites here in the Czech Republic. Would you say there is still space for improvement?
Of course. I cannot imagine the different kind of answer. All the time there is the place for improvement, because if you do not want to make any further improvement, it's a matter of time when you stay behind. So we have some other big plans. Here in the zoo, we are talking about the new gorilla house, but also simultaneously there are projection plans for another big construction, which is called Arctic, and it will be the new house for our polar bears. Because, to be honest, it is at the moment probably the worst exhibit area in the zoo, old-fashioned and not suitable for the polar bears. So we have already the plans for this new huge construction, which will be not far away from the new gorilla house in the upper part of the zoo. And hopefully we'll be able to start the further preparation phases of this construction soon, thanks to the city of Prague, where the money for this investment were already approved. And it's not just this huge investment, but many other small items are under preparation or already taking place, like the old facility for Przewalski horses is now demolished. It's not there anymore. And soon we start to construct completely new area for the horses in here. So a lot of things for improvement also on the day-to-day basis, which can be probably not very visible for the visitors. But if there will be not such set of improvements, everybody would be very soon aware that something going wrong. So it's all the time something happening in the zoo and will be happening in the zoo.